What is everybody working with? Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the D&D Show, Season 2, Episode 21. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. We are in the building, guys. We have come this far, and hopefully you have come this far with us. As always, ladies and gentlemen, I am still the Tower of Power. I'm still Too Sweet to Be Sour, guys. You know me as Sugar Spice. And everything nice. I'm your main man, Mr. Madman himself, D984, guys. And shout out to my brother from another mother, guys. Shout out to Wells. Shout out to the UK in the building, guys. He's the best mixologist on the planet. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, he is fresh off of getting people messed up, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, baby.
Shout out to It's the DNEC Show. Let's go. Woo! Let's get the energy up, baby. Turn up.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Things are good. We're a week away from Madden season. That's my time of year.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. I only get this
fresh
time
blood.
Once a year.
Fresh blood.
Definitely not lying about that. A lot of things have changed since our last podcast. A lot of deals have been made.
Ooh.
How are things over your end? How's the family doing?
Yeah, doing good. Obviously, Tinks is off work for 6 weeks holidays because the kids are off school. So she's happy. Okay. She's at home and getting paid doing nothing like anyone would be.
I'm not mad at that.
No, I'm not mad at it. I'm just jealous.
I love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not mad about it.
But yeah, I'm doing good, man. Family's good. Kids are well. How's the little man over there? Is he doing well?
Well, last Wednesday, I took him out to the park for the first time. So that was nice. That was nice. Yesterday, we took him to get evaluated. As you guys know, for our regular listeners, my son is autistic, but he's progressing pretty well. He's going to be three. He can't really talk yet, but he's trying. I can tell he's trying to break through. So, we're definitely getting there. We're going to stick with it. No, may God bless, turn this man into a gamer.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, he has the hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
Already. Yeah, I just needed this point a minute. Yeah, yeah. So, we got the early intervention going.
Yeah.
Point him in the right direction. And man. He already knows how to use tablets and stuff like that.
It's nuts, right? When you think about it, how our technologies come. Like when me and you were kids, we had, what did we have? We had
VCR, those heavy tube TVs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Those things took like three people just to get up the stairs. Yo, if you was trying to be a man and do it yourself, you was gonna break that back.
Oh hell.
You
was
gonna break that back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You needed a call for help. No, I mean, whenever it was time to switch apartments, you was like, damn, man, you wasn't even mad about the furniture. You was mad about moving the damn TVs.
You have to call someone and go like, bring, bring, hello, can I get a hand? Of course you can.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, those days, if the person wasn't home, that was it.
Now they got flat screen TVs and VR headsets and all that.
They don't weigh too much either.
No?
Yeah. Like,
you can carry two TVs now.
Yo, a 65, 70 inch TV, you could actually carry that by yourself.
Nuts,
yeah, you can do that by yourself. Yeah, it's wild, bro. It's wild. Nowadays, it's just games are online.
Yeah.
You don't have to leave the house. You don't have to leave the house for anything.
You can get
food delivered to the house if you really wanted to.
Oh, I know that feeling. I know that feeling. Tinks is always using my my Just Eat account. That's how we're. Yeah, so Just Eat is similar to Uber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. It's like another version of Uber in the UK.
Okay. It's good, okay. Though.
But yeah, like, course. I mean, sometimes you gotta treat yourself. I mean, if you're earning money, you deserve to spend it. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, it's not gonna spend itself, and if you know what I'm saying, when you leave this world, you can't, you know, take the U-Haul.
Yeah, it's true.
Can't do it. May as well, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you can afford to do it, you know what I mean? You know, I don't see why not.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Yesterday after my son's evaluation, you know, the man did a good job. You know, my son, he did a good job. So we went out for ice cream. Me, my son. Oh, I forgot to mention, ladies and gentlemen, two weeks ago, I got engaged.
Hey!
So I am engaged to my son's mother.
Yeah, so, good man.
Real big, you know, real, real big. So we went to eat yesterday, have some ice cream, and I paid for it this morning.
Oh. Did it.
Yeah, I paid for it. It was so bad. Oh, my God. I was in the amen corner. Oh, my God, dude.
Damn.
What? Whew. Yeah, man. I was in a corner doing taxes. It was bad. It was bad. Yo, I was like, you got to be joking, man. Like, this is just terrible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, things are good. That's things really are good. Cool.
Talking of technology, while we're on it, I just remembered something. Have you seen the flash sale for the PS5?
No.
So the PS5 is on sale over here in a company called Game. It's $399. Not dollars, pounds. I was just trying to convert it to yours then. £399, which signals that something is going on at Sony.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, listen, as long as it plays the same way.
Yeah.
We good.
I honestly think the PS5 Pro and the Slim are going to be announced soon with that sale going on.
100%. Bro, the pattern is always the same with these companies.
Yeah.
You've seen it too many times.
Oh, yeah.
The last time we had a podcast, I don't know if we discussed it, but we spoke about the black Xbox Series S.
Yeah.
The 1 terabyte. It does the same thing. It just has more memory.
Yeah.
Like what? Like it's coming out in September.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both doing the same thing.
Yeah, it's just I seen a sale in Game in the UK and it's $399 and you get to choose a game as well with it. And that's the disc version.
Oh. Yeah. The digital version is cheaper.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, listen, man. If my PS5 does not break on me, may God bless. I'm not getting a new one.
No,
that's the same thing.
Yeah, it's just Sony's way in it. They did it with the PS4. They did a bit with the. Did they do it with the PS3? I can't remember. I remember.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they did. They had the 60 gig, which I had.
Yeah,
that was backwards compatible. Then they came out with the 80 gig, and it was like a little smaller.
Yeah, I had the PS. PS3 Slim, I had.
Yeah, PS4 did the same thing.
Yeah, PS4 they brought out the first version of the Pro, wasn't it? That was the first time we had a Pro version of the.
I think so.
Yeah.
Not too sure, but yeah, I definitely think so.
But there's definitely signaling that if Sony are going to put the console on sale, that something is in the works for the PS5 Pro / Slim being announced very, very soon.
That's good though. So people who, you know, couldn't afford or had a little were a little short of money, you know what I'm saying? Now you could get into it because, you know, there was some people are still not on next gen because unfortunately due to circumstances, they can't afford it.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know what I mean? I've been there before. We've been there before.
We've all been there.
Yeah, it happens. You know,
I didn't get my PS4 till like about 6 months to a year after it was announced and released.
Yeah.
Like, you got to do what you got to do.
Sometimes you got to wait till things go discounted. I mean, you know,
there's no shame in that.
Hell no. No, never any shame. If you can't afford it, you can't do it. You know what I mean? Some people have a family. Some people, to some people, you say, oh, you know, it's only an extra $50. Well, you know what? I ain't got it.
Exactly.
I ain't got it. Mm-hmm. Things happen. You got kids, you got a family. Yeah. You know what I mean? If especially if you're not a content creator, or you know, if you're not like a streamer or something, yeah, it's not like a living, then it is what it is. But now, you know, thankfully things are going cheaper.
Yeah,
it's weird how things go, because at one point we couldn't find it.
Yeah, that's just it, isn't it. Now they're going on sale.
Now it's going cheaper. now everyone has it.
Yeah,
wild, right?
Yeah, crazy. Madness.
Yes,
pretty talking wild, of so. Technology. Did I tell you what I got? Did I tell you what I really, 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 really wanted and got?
What is that?
I got a VR headset.
Oh my God. For the PlayStation?
I wanted to get it for PlayStation, but I knew I'd be limited to one game. There was only one game I wanted it for on PlayStation. So I got it on PC. And oh my God, it is so good.
Oh, I
so
bet.
Good. Like
what games did you get with it?
I got a headset, which is the Oculus Rift S.
Okay.
I got it for 120 quid secondhand. You know me, I like my secondhand market. I go to CEX all the time.
Just as good.
Yeah, exactly. Save some money. And if I didn't, my worry with it was that if I bought it and I had motion sickness with it, I was going to take it back or sell it.
Yeah, there's no way I'm doing that one.
So I was like, try it, 120 quid. And I loved it. I got, brought it home, set it up, went on Steam and downloaded a game called Contractors VR. Okay. FPS game, obviously, but in VR. But they do community maps. So you can literally create any map you want. So people have created all the Call of Duty maps. So I've played in VR on Rust from Modern Warfare 2. Terminal. What was the other one? I've played so many different maps. It's unreal. But it was so good. The only problem I found with it, because you'll totally understand what I'm about to say. As I'm getting older, I can't stand up for ages without getting a bad back.
This is why I don't have one. I'm good.
So I was playing it for 3 hours, right? On stream. And my back was absolutely killing me. I was like, I need to sit down. So I had to go in, change the settings for it to be playable from being in a sitting down motion. And I loved it. Absolutely loved it. No motion sickness, I'm thankful for. Because that was my worry, was having motion sickness. But I want to try a few racing games on it next. And that's going to be my next challenge. Getting a car. Get some, what's it called? Project Cars 2 or something like that. I don't know. I think that's going to be...
I haven't heard of that. Yeah. Okay.
I want to get that on the go and give that a go. I've got a game called Kartcraft, which is go-kart racing sim. Mm-hmm. I want to try that. That's in VR. I want to try that as well.
Okay.
But it's so good, man. I've played Call of Duty since Modern Warfare 2. Going back into the campaign side of it. Call of Duty 2. And I've never experienced these maps the way I have in VR. Like running through terminal on a plane and running through the airport and knowing spots that I know from playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
But experiencing it in VR just blew me away. I was absolutely mind boggled. Like my head just couldn't take it. But it was so much fun. Honest to God, it was so good. And it just made me want to buy more games. So I need to wait till I get paid again. I'm going to try some driving games next.
So now, how does it go with you playing VR and being on stream at the same time?
So there's one or two little issues. Stream can see what I see. But I can't read chat while I'm in the game mode. So like if I'm playing a game and I'm
this one. Yep.
Yeah, and I'm running around, I need to then after the end of the game, so after each round or after each game, just slip the headset up a little bit and read chat and play catch up with chat. But that's where my mods do a really good job of keeping chat flowing.
Okay.
So like they'll just talk in chat and talk to people and just say like, oh, he's on this map, obviously. You can see he's playing. He'll read chat or play catch up with chat the moment he's finished this round. And everyone's loving it. Like, I did a no scope and What was that? I can't remember what map that was on. That was on Terminal. I no-scoped someone and I screamed my head off. I was laughing. And chat was loving it. And it was just so good. Honestly, like, if anyone wants to try VR, honestly, don't waste your time. Get one secondhand. If you want to try it, get it cheaper, save some money, and go and play games in VR. It's so good, honest to God.
It's definitely something different.
Yeah. It changes. It's a big change to obviously playing a controller, because you've got these two hand controllers, like obviously like the Switch. You know, when you've got the Switch controllers in your hand, and it's like that.
Yeah.
But obviously what you do with your hands moving up and down and whatnot, it does that in game. So good.
I honestly think when you get a chance, you should get it for the PS5 too.
If it comes down in price, because I'm not paying £500 for it. There's no way in hell I'm paying £500 for it.
It will.
I would love it for Gran Turismo.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that movie's coming out.
I know. It's due in 5 days.
Yeah, but you know it's going to be on a streaming service, bro. That movie looks stupid.
Yep.
But I'm going to watch it, but I'm not paying for it, though. Yeah, I'm not going to like go to I'm not going to the movies for it, though. It'll be on a streaming service in like 2 weeks.
If I'm off on the day that it's released, I might go and see it.
So what, August 11th over here?
I think it's at the 8th, isn't it? Is it the 8th this time?
Oh, I mean, over here it's the 11th.
Oh, it might be the 11th, and I'm not sure. I thought it was the 8th, but I'll have a look, see what days I got off, and I might go and watch it, because I'm really fussy with films. So, like, I won't go to the cinema and just watch anything. I want to see something. If I want to see it, I'll go. If it's something I'm not keen on, I'm not just going to go for the sake of it. But I'm definitely going to watch it, and we've got to do a catch-up next episode on the film, what we thought of it.
Yeah. I mean, by then, I'd be unseen it already, because, I mean, it's going to be real quick to a streaming service. Like, I can already tell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be like a Need for Speed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I'm really, 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 really looking forward to it. Talking of Call of Duty, you know, Microsoft did obviously they confirmed the sale of, well, they bought Activision and Blizzard. So they fixed the old online servers.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no friggin' joke. Like they bought Activision, it was confirmed, and then they fixed the Call of Duty servers. So you remember when you loaded up the old Call of Duty games, it'd take ages to get a game? You'd get a game eventually, but it took a while. They fixed it the moment they confirmed the acquisition. And on day one of it being fixed, 150,000 people were playing Call of Duty Black Ops and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah, Microsoft just saved themselves.
Yeah, because they know they can't compete with Sony.
Well, they're doing it now.
Yeah.
They're doing it now, buddy.
Fixing that game or fixing the game servers was huge.
I mean, Call of Duty is literally the best first-person shooter in history.
Yeah, and it's got so much history as well in terms of really well-played games, really well-developed games.
For me, but even though it's literally the same thing every single year, just with a different skin.
Yeah, it's a different skin. There's different guns to use, different motions and whatnot. But
yeah.
They know what they're doing, don't they? Like, all right, they give us a broken game every now and again, but who doesn't?
Of course.
Look at FIFA. I mean, look at friggin' Madden. What was it, 22 was it that was broke?
20, what? I mean, they were all broke. they released all broken, they just passed them up. They're all broke. Yeah, they're all broke. But with Call of Duty, man, the replayability of Call of Duty is literally next to next to GTA.
Yeah. Like, the fact that so many people wanted to play the old games, and you would get a server if you waited long enough.
Yeah,
but the fact that they fixed it was huge, and everyone was streaming it. Every Tom, Steve, Bob, Jill, and everyone was just streaming it. And it was just nuts looking at the numbers when they did it.
Yeah, they literally brought it back. And you know what? Thank God.
Yeah.
And you know, being on Game Pass, bro, like, dog.
Oh man, if they add all the old Call of Duties to Game Pass, which is what the rumor is, that'd be huge.
They're going to. I've seen it already. They're going to.
Yeah, that's gonna be huge. Like, massive. Yeah,
everyone's gotta buy. If they could have it up before Christmas, which I'm assuming they will,
that'd be their selling point over Christmas period.
Yeah, you go and get an Xbox Series S, and there's your entry. Mm-hmm. And
but it's gonna be nuts.
PlayStation is still PlayStation though.
Yeah,
can't do nothing about it.
I honestly think over the Christmas period, that will be Microsoft's pushing point. They'll push the Xbox with the advertising for Call of Duty, all Call of Duty games going on there. I honestly believe that will be their selling point this Christmas to push sales.
And it's gonna work, because I mean, all you need is three. I mean, well, USD, it's $349.
Yeah.
No, all you need is what, $350, and Christmas time, you can probably manage a, get that together.
Yeah, cheeky and game pass.
Yeah, that's it.
All the old Call of Duties, boom.
They'll probably give you 14 days of Game Pass free.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine? Yeah. Christmas period, 14 days of Game Pass, boom.
All day. No one's coming outside. That's it. It's over.
Yeah. It's back to 2009 and playing Call of Duty all day.
Oh, Modern Warfare 3. That was my first one, man. And to see that they revived it like that, man, it's crazy.
Yeah, I had a little go, but I put the Xbox upstairs in the bedroom and played it. And oh my god,
if they remastered that Modern Warfare 3, oh Jesus Christ!
Can you? It'd be so good, honestly, so good.
They just need to just remaster it, man.
Bring it up to date with newer Call of Duties, obviously, with frame rates and whatnot. And stability.
They probably are, probably.
And give us that.
Yeah. We'll be happy with that, because, all they're doing now.
Yeah. It was so good to play, though. I played Black Ops 1. I played that when they fixed the servers. And that felt like... that was like a flashback, that was, to me. Going on Nuketown and running around. Yeah, I played... Oh, that's the other map. I played Nuketown in VR. Oh, my God, so good. So frigging good. I played that for a couple of hours, and I switched to Modern Warfare 3. I couldn't find my Modern Warfare 2, which I was devastated about, because I wanted to try that. But, man, the fact that they fixed servers is so good. Yeah. It's definitely 100% going to be their selling point over Christmas.
I mean,
if they don't do it as a selling point over Christmas when they put on Game Pass, they are missing out on a huge opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, massive.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone knows the Call of Duty name.
Yeah, bro, it's Call of Duty. Like, you don't have to be a gamer to know. It's just like, Grand Theft Auto. Like,
yeah.
It's synonymous with, with first person shooter. When you think first person shooters, you think, yo, he's just, oh no, my husband, he's sitting there playing Call of Duty all day.
Yep, without even
saying it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, but you say it without saying it, bro. Like, all he does is sit around and play Call of Duty. Okay.
Mad, isn't it?
I mean, listen, man. I mean, it's Call of Duty. Call of Duty is not going anywhere.
No. It'll be interesting to see what they do with Game Pass now and Call of Duty. I would love... So, here's what I would love. Even though I'm on the old Xbox One, I would love for Game Pass to have the first Call of Duties on backwards compatibility, Call of Duty and Call of Duty 2. And then, like, World at War, Black Ops... Modern Warfare or COD 4. Modern Warfare. Have it all on there.
Bro, they do so that, good. Bro. People are going to go crazy. No one's leaving the house.
No.
And then, they do that. That's an eSport right there for every Call of Duty.
Yeah. If they fix the servers and do that. If they include anti-cheat as well, which they've been developing for this for the game that we're currently on and keep updating it. It'd be massive. Mm-hmm. Absolutely massive. I think sales over Christmas would be huge. Like,
yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah. I mean, literally Christmas time, man. Gaming runs Christmas.
Oh, yeah. You just look at the sales. It's consoles, it's games, it's controllers, it's this, it's that. It's huge.
Once you get the console, you can pretty much, all you need is a console and some internet,
mm-hmm.
and you're rolling. That's it. You can sit right there and control everything. Really? Yeah.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't have to leave the house anymore.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I do love some Call of Duty, though.
I mean, I have it, but I know what time it is already.
Oh, I'm gonna do a throwback to you. You know when we did the video episode, season, I think it was season 1, episode 10. We did a video episode, and I said in that video, because I watched it recently. I said in that episode that you can see reactions, and I said that D was the worst Call of Duty player I've ever played with. And your reactions, that was absolutely hysterical. And that's the first thing that comes to my mind then when you said about it. That you have the game. Oh, it made me laugh. Absolutely.
Call of Duty. If you don't play Call of Duty daily, you're going to get smoked.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%.
Like the reflexes, the memory of the map. Yeah. I mean, and plus now, it's easier to become a pro player now because you're playing against competition. There's rank now.
Skill-based matchmaking.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mad. Yeah, things now are a bit different. You know, you're not sitting, in your house.
Yeah, just like, playing casually.
I'm so good. Okay, let's put that to the test.
Do you remember when Call of Duty came out and Christmas time came up and it had a message on the welcome screen? Welcome to the Christmas noobs. Go easy on them. And then they went and changed that with skill-based matchmaking.
Yep.
Mad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Bonkers. So How has stream been for you?
I mean, pretty good, man. I know this is a later topic, but since we're on the topic, ladies and gentlemen, as I've always said before, and as Danny has taught me, you never know who's watching you.
Yep.
You never know. You never know who's watching you at what time of day. So always be at least, be on brand. You know what I'm saying? Be on point. Do what you do while that camera's on. So Today's Thursday.
Yeah.
So Tuesday, I was filling out a sponsorship for something called Factor 75.
Yeah.
It's like HelloFresh, but HelloFresh was something where they send it to the house, but they send the ingredients and you have to put it together.
Right.
Factor 75 is pretty much it's really, really prepared for you already. It's like a TV dinner.
Oh, nice.
But of, healthy stuff.
Yeah.
It's, reasonably priced, all that stuff. So, I filled that out. Whatever they said, they'll get back to me in, a couple business days or whatever. So I accepted that one. So while I was at my iMac, I was sitting there, whatever, and I was about to put in my little bets for the day.
Yeah.
And something popped up, an email popped up from Thrive Fantasy. I'm like, Thrive Fantasy, I'm like, I've heard of that. You know what I'm saying? That's a sports betting site. And they said they were, interested in partnering up with me ahead of the Madden 24 season. I almost lost it. I'm like, oh, this is it.
That's pretty cool, man.
Because, with gambling, everyone gambles.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Everybody does. You know what I'm saying? Gambling is something that is as old as me and you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is. It's as old as me and you. People can't help it.
For anyone who's listened to this episode and you got loud speakers on, I apologize for the raspberry that I just blew because he called me old.
No, it is though. No, gambling was around when our grandparents were around. Before that, there was horse betting.
Yeah, you know, I remember horse betting.
Remember, damn. it's alive.
It's still a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're you know overseas in the UK, there's when the World Cup comes around.
Yeah,
you know what time it is. You know what I mean, you know when you know football comes around, you know soccer here but football there.
Yeah,
you know people doing it.
Oh yeah,
and I've always been doing it since it became legal over here. So for me, it's like okay, you know, and you know when I saw it, I was like, oh my God,
that's pretty cool.
And it's based here in New York.
Oh, that's even better. Home ground.
So, you know, all those, you know, celebrities that I see endorsing the sports gambling, you know, now I can say that, you know, I'm one of them and, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do it if it wasn't for, you know, stream.
Yeah, that's mad, man.
You just never know
who's in watching. Stream. Yeah.
And when I spoke to the guy yesterday over Google Meet, he says, yeah, I've been to your stream a couple of times and I feel like, you know, you can, you know, push it.
Yeah.
No, because, you know, even though because there's many sports gambling sites, you know, some that people don't know about yet.
Oh, yeah. You're always going to get sites that are new.
Yeah, exactly. It started in 2016.
Oh, wow. That's when I first started on Twitch.
Yeah.
2016.
I mean, yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah, I mean, I was on it in 2017. So, you know, when he was telling me about it, he was like, listen, man, we're growing. You're growing. We can both grow together. And I feel like, you know, this is the answer. He said, so we're going to see how the first 2 months go. And then we'll revisit, money. So pretty much for right now, every person that signs up using my code D1984, I get you know $50.
Oh, so nice!
I get 10 people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, sure. You know what I mean, you know, I can do it.
Lots of money.
I've already told my friends about it. You know, they'll sign up for it or whatever. They don't care. They gamble anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's one of those things, guys, you know, damn, that comes with streaming.
Yeah.
The more you go, the more partnerships you build and, you know, it can, you know, substitute for your day job. And once that happens, you're full time.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. That's mad. I'm really happy with you, man. Like, I know. Man.
Thank you, brother.
Obviously, I don't get a chance to come by stream as much anymore with working a 48-hour contract and whatnot. And when I am on in the evenings, I do have you open. And I keep an eye out, making sure the mods that you have are there and whatnot, and making sure that nothing gets missed.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, man.
Come a long way. No, we got the sponsors going.
Talking of Twitch and whatnot.
I hit you up yesterday.
Yes, you did.
When I saw, I was like, I don't understand.
I was not expecting that quick. I'm not going to lie.
When I saw it, I was like, we spoke about this on the last podcast.
I'll tell you something that surprised me. We did that podcast episode, and 5 days later, Harris Heller did an episode on YouTube, did a video on it. And I was like, how did we do a podcast episode on it 5 days before Heller?
That's
nuts.
You beat him to it.
That was mad. Like, I was gobsmacked when I seen it. Yeah, 5 days later, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, you literally beat him to it.
And this is why I like to keep my eyes around Twitter and see what's going on.
Oh, guys, like, you know, talking about Twitter.
It's not called Twitter anymore, is it?
It's called X.
What's the deal with that?
So guys, in case you guys don't know, they came out with a feature where you can literally get paid for tweeting. You got to have like 15 million impressions. You just got to pretty much build yourself up.
Yeah.
And guys, I've been on it like crazy.
That would explain why every morning when I check Twitter, I see tweets from you from like, I've seen anime tweets. I've seen your betting tweets. I've seen
everything.
Everything.
Everything. because, you know, I'm building now.
Yeah.
And it's not hard. It's really it, like there's a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah. You just got to get in there and make a name and
get
replying to people and stuff. And
if you don't have anything to talk about, just go down your feed and start retweeting.
Yeah. Quote retweeting. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, you see something, you know, just, you know, get, you know, jump in the comments.
Yeah. Get your name in there.
That's it. And what I would honestly recommend, because I mean, listen, Elon Musk did this and I know why he did it. And I'm not mad at him.
Go on.
I see where he's going with it. The whole verified thing.
Yeah.
I see what he did.
Go on.
You know what I mean? That'll, you know, it'll verify you, obviously, and it'll push your tweets to the, you know, to the top. You know, you get to, you know, use more characters.
Yeah.
And whatnot. So I said, okay. Now, I've tried to get verified the past couple times, but my account's not eligible because I was like changing things around.
Yeah.
You know, I obviously changed my profile to match my Threads profile. So I can't do it. So I think I should be able to do it now, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. So just hold that and just build up.
Yeah. I'll probably try maybe next week, Monday or something like that. He said, it says wait 3 days, but I went on YouTube and it says, you know, just wait 7 days after you've made a change to your profile and you're good. Yeah, but ladies and gentlemen, there's money out there to be made.
Oh, 100%.
100%. Yeah, and you know, it's a good way to get, you know, brands too.
Yeah. Getting your name out there on Twitter/X is huge.
Yeah, you can literally just sit on your phone and you can literally make money off of your phone now.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah,
it's wild, actually. Now, back to the Twitch thing.
Yeah.
Like, how does that even get set up?
So, we talked about this in the last episode. It's about featured. So, you have to get your featured clips ready. So, when you clip something, there's an option in your video production thingy in Twitch. I can't remember what it's called. Where you can set your clips to be featured. Ready for the discoverability feed.
Look, so if you got a clip, I find it.
Yeah, they must be gradually coming out because of you had a notification for it. So unless they're pushing it to partners first, and then everyone else, but it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a huge game changer.
I was trying to do it yesterday. I swear to God, I was. And I'm like, what the hell? Let me not mess up.
Between Twitch coming out with Twitch Stories and the discoverability feed and YouTube Shorts adding streaming in vertical format, like content creation is going to be huge.
Building a name for yourself is going to be very, very critical.
Yeah.
Once you, in this field, just get established and you'll always have money coming in.
Oh, yeah.
You'll never go hungry. Literally, you'll never go hungry. Just build a name, build something. And even if you don't even have to be a millionaire, but you will not go hungry.
Mad, isn't it? This whole content creation field is changing so much. Like,
but it sucks, though, too, because people are just doing anything now.
Yeah, there is that. There's going to be people who do anything.
I mean, I had a chick that came into my stream saying she was the best Madden player, and Philly just happened to be in her stream, and she said, oh, I don't care if I lost to him. I just wanted to get my name out there.
Exactly.
Dog, after that, I'm not playing new followers no more.
People will do
anything.
I'm sorry,
I'm not doing it.
Yeah. People will do anything for a bit of clout.
If you come in and say, yo, I want a game, kick rocks, and I hope you...
Yep.
And I hope you hurt your foot. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. No, that era of me just playing new people just for entertainment. Yeah. We're not doing it no more because people out here trying to do nonsense.
Trying to use you to get
clout.
Like,
you're not doing it. Sorry, no.
It's nuts. Especially, like, you've gone. Go on.
They're trying to find streamers.
Yeah. Yeah, that they're trying to find people
that are you know, coming up and and have a bit of a following to just make a name. And it's disgusting. They have no talent. If you're listening to this podcast and you're trying to do it, shame on you.
Yeah.
You look bad. Shame on you.
Yeah, there's things you do in content creation. There's things you don't do, and you don't use people for clout.
You're not supposed to.
No.
But if you have to, that means you don't have any talent. You can't make your own way.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go and try to get it off somebody else because you can't make your own way.
Talking of clout and discoverability and all of that sort of stuff. Obviously, Twitch is obviously pushing that feature clips thing. YouTube Shorts adding a vertical streaming format and going head to head with TikTok Live is going to be massive over the next few months.
I mean,
absolutely massive.
All three of these companies, Twitch, YouTube, and TikTok. I mean, I don't know if TikTok's in competition with Twitch, but
no.
Okay, it's five of them. You got Threads, you got X/Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and TikTok.
Yeah.
The competition is creating a lot of money. It's creating, it's garnishing money.
Yeah. Well, it's like with YouTube now adding this vertical format for streaming, and it doesn't change. It's basically, the shorts feed on YouTube, you're basically going to be in there. So you can get discovered that way, which would then push up your partnership requirements. Because you get
for YouTube.
Live. Yeah. Yeah, so as you get your views on their account towards your partnership for YouTube.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And people have already discovered that the wording in the Twitch contract thing about dual streaming and whatnot, because they state it's you can do it to mobile sites like Instagram TikTok. And TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Because YouTube are only making it watchable via mobile in that format, you can stream on Twitch and do YouTube Shorts live at the same time.
YouTube Shorts live?
Yep.
The hell is that?
That's exactly what it's going to be. It's basically going to be like TikTok Live, but on YouTube Shorts.
Oh, we're on it. I love it. Yep. Hook me up. Set me up, buddy. Hey, I'm with it. So I can be partnered and still do it.
Yeah, anyone can. I don't know if you can. Obviously, with your contract, we'd have to check it.
Jesus Christ.
I don't see why not. If you can do TikTok Live and Instagram Live.
You know what the hell with it? I'm not even going to bother. I'm not going to mess around and take any chances.
You just keep posting your shorts. I keep seeing your shorts come up on my feed.
I mean, you know what's funny, bro? It's because of, Madden or whatever, what's been going on with my little slump. I haven't been posting any. Well, as far as video-wise, I haven't been posting a damn thing because it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. I've been getting better, but Jesus Christ.
It's definitely going to be an interesting couple of months with all the changes coming. Obviously, Twitch stories, Twitch discoverability feed, YouTube shorts, live streaming. I honestly think when it starts, TikTok will lose a lot of creators because this is going to sound really bad, and we've been down this road before. This is going to sound like a broken record, but quote, I said it and you said it on another episode of the podcast, no one grows up wanting to be a Facebook gaming streamer.
I don't even hear about it no more.
Yeah. No one grows up wanting to be a TikTok streamer. They want to be on YouTube. They want to be on Twitch. They want to be on the big platforms.
Listen, like I said, guys, when I started in 2017, my goal, even though I went around to Mixer, and my goal in the back of my head was still to be a Twitch partner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a YouTube person or, whatever.
Yeah.
Whichever. I mean, but because I'm a live streamer guy. Twitch.
Yeah.
No one grows up, I want to be a TikTok guy. No. Because TikTok could disappear tomorrow.
I honestly think TikTok won't be around in 3 years' time.
I don't think so either. Someone's going to, because these other companies with a lot of money, like YouTube and Twitch, are catching up. They're adding to what they already got.
Yep.
You think, and when companies start doing that, it's over.
You think of it, right? If Twitch, if Twitch add the Twitch discoverability or the discoverability feed, that's basically TikTok live, TikTok feed for gaming on your Twitch app.
Yep.
And then you got stories. Yep. And you're already on Twitch.
Yeah.
You got stories that you that are being added. You've got YouTube pushing live streaming shorts. I don't see TikTok Live being around in 3 years' time.
And Facebook, you know what's funny is that no one's even talking about Facebook gaming. Facebook gaming is nowhere to be found.
I've heard so many bad things about TikTok gaming, it's unreal.
You mean Facebook gaming?
What did I say?
TikTok gaming.
Oh. Yeah, YouTube. Facebook.
There you go.
Yeah, Facebook. Yeah, I've heard so many bad things about Facebook gaming, it's unreal.
I didn't go over there.
I've heard about partners losing, like not getting paid out. Yeah. I've heard of...
I heard about that one first.
Yeah.
I heard about that for a while.
I've heard that they don't push your content if you hit... If you're not over the 80% payout thingy or metrics. Like, yeah, no. I don't see Facebook gaming being around after the next 3 years. Absolutely.
And then
not.
those content creators over there are gonna try to come on Twitch and they're gonna fail.
Yeah, they need to push other platforms now while they've got the chance. Like, that's the only way to do it. Like, we had to do it with Mixer and obviously bring them over to Twitch and whatnot.
And that was hard.
Yeah. Like, you think about the numbers that we've got now.
Yeah.
Compared to what we had on Twitch when we started. So, I come over to Twitch. I went from Twitch to Mixer back to Twitch. I left Twitch on 1,005 followers or something like that. Built up 13.5K on... 13 or 12.5K on Mixer.
You're at 13.
Yeah, I think it's 13. Went back to Twitch and I'm now up to 3.8K.
Hard. It's hard. Twitch is hard.
But like, if I had have pushed Twitch... at the same time as doing Mixer all the way through, be in like the 8 to 9 Ks and like, I honestly think if you'd have pushed your Twitch at the same time as just doing Mixer,
I'd be over
and 10. Moving people over, you'd be over like 10 to 15 K easy.
Yeah, but then we didn't think that Mixer was going to go anywhere, but then we got screwed.
Exactly. And this is why it's important to make sure that people push other platforms like YouTube and I hate to say the word, Facebook and TikTok.
And even just Twitter.
Get people to follow you on Twitter. Makes a huge difference. If you had to move platform tomorrow and you've got them on Twitter, boom.
I'm going to YouTube. Because, dog, I'm on YouTube anyway, my own self. I don't even use TikTok no more.
There you go.
Because I'm on X and, you know,
Twitter. I keep calling it Twitter.
Twitter, X, because it's a train wreck, but I like it.
Yeah.
It's a train wreck. Like, you know, just, I don't know, man. Like, brands are still on Twitch looking for people.
Yeah.
Just build yourself up. They're still on Twitch.
Nuts.
Like, it's wild, bro. You just never know. You just never know, man. And I mean, I think they'd be on YouTube too, but I don't think anyone's on Facebook.
I can't even tell you if I've looked on Facebook, to be honest.
I don't even have the Facebook gaming app. Yeah, I don't have the Facebook gaming app either.
I think they got rid of that.
Well, I mean, I'm on Android now, so I mean, I don't even bother looking for it.
It's nuts. Like, the whole content creation field has changed that much. And
yeah. It's competition, man.
I honestly think the changes are going to be huge for people.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that people are ready for what's going to come from it.
I mean, they got to establish themselves now, and they got to establish themselves quick, which means being consistent. If you have a problem with being consistent, you're not going to make it because there's too much. It's too saturated. Yeah. Everyone's trying to go viral.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%. So many people like trying to make a name for themselves. And it's just mad. It really is. It's absolutely bonkers.
It's wild, man. And you know, I'm glad that I started back in 2017 when I did. So I was able to grow and, you know, develop.
Yeah. And like, if you look at your clips from back in the day compared to now.
Oh, completely different.
Oh my God. So different.
Mm-hmm.
It's like watching a totally different person. Confidence wise, the whole.
Oh, yeah. Like everything. Yeah, I was on damn 3 viewers.
Yeah.
So for those that are on, you know, Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
Use that time to build yourself and just.
Yeah.
Well, in audience too, but develop.
Yeah. Use your time to grow as well.
Because on Mixer, that's where I developed at.
Yeah.
Twitch is too hard because Twitch is toxic. You got to have tough skin to be on Twitch.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You got to have tough. You gotta have some tough skin, bud. You got to really. And it's very, very. Oh, my God. How do I say? It's, you know, it could make you or break you. Like, you'll get scared.
Yeah. There's a lot of people on Twitch.
Yeah, because you know you look down and think you're the most entertaining person, and you're on like 2 viewers.
Yeah, yeah,
it's wild.
It is. It's absolutely bonkers.
And then on Twitch too, you know, me and you have seen you have a lot of people that be cheating. Like, there's a dude. I'm not gonna call his name. He has like 8.9K followers.
Yeah,
it says on his thing. But he was playing Apex Legend the other day and had 10 people.
Damn.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. Then we saw that chick that was playing Madden had 58.2K.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It had 30 people.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like what? It's really weird because a lot of brands want follower numbers like 58K, like 30K, like that. But if you're not backing them numbers up,
gotta at least be over 100. Because even getting over 100 on Twitch is hard.
Oh yeah, like I stably now, and bear in mind, I only stream once or twice a week. I average 15 to 20, up to 30 sometimes. But I know that because I only stream 1 or 2 days, I'm happy with that. Mm-hmm. You know, I get my regs in, I get people in that's and want to play games. I'm happy with that. But one normal day a week, and my end goal, as horrible as it sounds now, and because I've been partnered before, isn't chasing partnership. If only because, so let me clear this up just to make sure that it comes across the right way. My reason for not wanting partnership is because I know what it did to me before. When I was streaming 5 days a week, it ruined my mental health. And it changed who I was. It changed my attitude at home. It changed my attitude in work. It wasn't me. Mm-hmm. So, but that's me. That's not everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've said to you, you know what I'm about to say. I admire the living crap out of you for what you do. In terms of content, the fact that you got to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, get back at 2, put videos out when you get up in the morning, stream 5 days a week, 6 days a week, put friggin' shorts put Instagram hard videos out. And I admire the living crap out of you, and you know that. If I thought I could do a 48-hour contract in work, stream 5 days a week, put videos out every day, put short porn videos out, and still do podcast, and have time for the kids, and spending time with Tinks, and still being able to have a free day, I would do it. But I don't have that free time. I don't have that. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't have that pleasure of being able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different, but like everyone has different things going on. But at the same time, Twitch also won't partner anyone who doesn't stream. I think they want 5 days. 5 days a week or a certain amount of hours a week or a certain amount of time over the month.
A certain amount of hours in the month. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't touch that. Like, I can't go. If I thought I could stream 2 days a week and get partnered, I'd be all for it and be like, oh, sod it. For the sake of it, let's go for it. But I'm happy. I'm content. I'm getting paid from work. I'm enjoying my games. I'm playing games on stream on my days that I stream. I've got a podcast that I care about and I'm loving doing. And obviously, me and you doing this is a huge part of me. You know, I'm very confident with the podcast. I'm loving the growth from it. I think the podcast is going to be like huge.
Yeah, like, I think so too.
We've hit 2.5K listens already and still growing. We've got 8 episodes that are on triple digits.
That's pretty good.
And there's like the rest of them are all close behind.
I mean, for myself, the podcast is another avenue.
Yeah. It's another way to express and chill. And for me, as stupid as it sounds, I love knowing that I'm going to sit down for an hour and a half max, have a chat with you, talk about some topics that we've thought about, and just chill.
News is always happening.
Yeah, there's always gaming news. There's always streaming things going
always, on. Always, all the time. There's always someone messing up. Always someone doing something stupid.
Like look at the Twitch stories, the discoverability feed. The fact that we brought you that episode 5 days before one of the biggest people on YouTube for content creation news, Harris Heller, is massive. Like that episode for me was huge.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with this episode today. YouTube announced short stream in vertical format. Boom. Day later, episode on podcast.
There you go.
And I love that. I love being able to talk about new things happening and games and everything. And this is my chill time then. as much as it means I've got to edit an episode for like 45 minutes to an hour afterwards, I love that. And I love getting to spend time with you as well because I know that we have a little chat afterwards and play catch-up and whatnot and just like... This is why I love the podcast. To me, I would rather personally get the podcast partnered somewhere with someone.
Oh yeah, that's happening.
And then obviously
it'll happen sooner or later.
Do streaming on the side and obviously working full time and whatnot.
Bro, if the podcast gets partnered, bro, you're not gonna have to work. I've already, when I got into streaming, I had a specific goal in mind. Yep. All those guys I saw when I got into streaming doing what they doing full time. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, you know, I want this for me.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Okay. Go on.
I've given up. You know, I told my, girlfriend when I met her, I met her a couple months after I started streaming. I'm like, listen, whatever you're going to do, I'm telling you, this is my goal for my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to, be out there working. I don't want to have to get up. I want to do what I like to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to get partnered playing Madden. I want, sponsorships. I'm willing to do what I got to do.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When you discovered Twitch and streaming.
Yeah.
What streamers did you want to, did you want to learn from? Did you want to be like when you were discovering streaming?
The first one I saw
And you
was
can
Ninja.
Name drop as well.
The first one I saw was Ninja.
Yeah.
He's the first one. But when I saw Ninja, I saw the money side of it.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, no disrespect to Ninja. I didn't see how. he was doing it. I'm like, him? I'm like, what? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. He was a Halo pro, which was,
that surprised me that I did when I found that out.
Yeah, he was a Halo pro. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I said, you know what? That's another avenue that I could go around taking, you know, the pro route. Yeah. Or I could take then, but then I discovered Dr. Disrespect.
Ooh, yeah.
And he's also a 49er fan.
Yeah.
I've seen him at games and everything. I'm like, oh, he's right up my alley.
Yeah.
You know, and Dr. Disrespect, that guy is entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he has this persona.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, with the glasses, the, you know, the
character
wig,
build, isn't it?
It's the character build.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I could be one person, you know, in real life, and then, you know, as soon as I turn on stream, I'm like, woo, yeah. You know, turn it on and off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, for me, when I throw on the headset, you know, the team hat and the, you know, gunner glasses, I'm D1984.
That's the same for me when it comes to, obviously, me streaming on a Sunday and the odd random day in the week. When I'm sat in my chair, I've got my my hat on, my glasses on, my headset on, I become me. I become It's the Danny C Show.
Yeah.
I'm not corporate Dan. We'll go down the road of wrestling because we do wrestling stuff. So, you know how corporate Kane was like suits and basically when I'm in work, I have to be corporate Dan.
Yeah.
When I'm at home, I'm daddy. Where my wife and my kids and when I'm on stream, I'm boom, It's a Danny C Show.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. Like that's, and then obviously podcast as well is It's a Danny C Show, D1984.
Yes. You
know. Yes. But yeah. Being a character and remembering that character and being an influencer to people. Enjoying games and influencing people to buy games, obviously, and to play games and to try new stuff and this, that, and the other. It's big, man. It's huge. Imagine having someone coming into your stream and going, I played this game or I played Madden for the first time because I watched you play it for 3 years. And I got good. And I got sponsored playing it, and now I'm doing it pro. Imagine how that would feel to you.
I mean, that's what my goal was when I got it started.
Yeah.
When I got started, I didn't have any guidance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but then of course, you know, I met you, and then you got me into it. Got me like,
I just pointed you in the right direction and
you even did the right logos from me.
Yeah.
Like, I still have those helmet logos still
imagine it.
In my phone. I still got them.
Yeah.
And you know, is no the the development, but you know,
That's
just it. You know, the development was crazy.
It's getting started that makes a difference.
Yeah, getting started and sticking with it. That's why, I told my lady, I'm like, listen, I'm going for this.
Yeah.
If you want to leave me now, listen, you go ahead. I'm not giving this up.
Yeah.
Because this right here will set me on a path to never, ever being hungry.
Yeah.
Ever. And it has.
Mm-hmm.
It has. I got Rogue Energy. I got the grip. I'm sponsored by Madden Academy.
Yeah.
And I play Madden. And they came to me. I didn't go looking for them.
Yeah.
I remember I used to go to G Fuel to try to ask them for sponsorships, and they used to turn me down all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. This is G Fuel. Yep.
So obviously I
won't even take them.
Obviously now I asked you about who your influencers were when you were getting started. For me, obviously, when I was on Twitch, I haven't watched him stream for ages. I can't remember his name. But when I went over to Mixer, there was some people over on Mixer that I looked up to. And I met them in person as well at EGX when I went the year that I was partnered on Mixer and whatnot. And this is people that have been on the podcast that I've done episodes with and people that are coming on the podcast in future episodes. So on Mixer, when I found Nozzerbox, I remember him. He was a huge part of what I wanted to do with stream. I loved the idea that he played games on his own, but he also brought people in. And, you know, he was playing PUBG at the time on PC. And he is so good at it. And I loved watching him. I used to love the shout when he sniped someone from so far and this, that, and the other. And, like, his reaction to winning. And that paved the way for my reactions to winning games on Call of Duty and Search and Destroy and all of that sort of stuff. And then I grew, you know, I found my way around Mixer, and I found, I can't think of his name. I'll have to remember for next episode. My Boomstick. Entertainment wise, he had all these, he had like a spaceship type thing, and it like played different sounds, and that paved the way for me. Paved for me with like my soundboard that I use in when I'm playing Call of Duty off stream and whatnot. But it builds me as a character by having them and playing around and messing around with people and whatnot. Okay. And another person, Auntie Tinkerbell, met her at EGX. Absolutely crazy person. I've played games with her. I've been in games with her. She is absolutely nuts, but her persona and her character for stream and what you get in person is like looking in a mirror. It's nuts. It's like, it's so good. It made me realize that people can be the same off stream as they are on stream when you meet them in person. Like, I know fully well that when the time comes, I come to New York, or you come over to the UK and we meet in person, that we're getting the exact same thing.
Same thing, yeah. Same.
The loudness same from you when you go, woo!
Yes, sir.
I did an impersonation of you a few months ago on a clip. And like your woo and your run game, that. I know I'm getting that in person.
Oh, yeah, yes. Same old thing. I mean, that's really just confidence now.
Yeah, and that's what it should be. That's what streaming is all about, is being confident, being an influencer, being someone. Some people like going to streams to chill out. Some people like going to streams because it relaxes them and they like seeing people react to stuff and this, that, and the other, and that's how it should be. That's what streaming should be all about. But they were my people when I was finding my way on Mixer, that paved the way for who I am now. My reactions to winning rounds on Search and Destroy or winning games, and my character as a whole is because of them people. Nozzerbox, Auntie Tinkerbell, My Boomstick, Psycho Plays played a huge part. Psycho Plays is on, I believe he's partnered on Twitch. I think he also does Kick as well. But
what the hell is up with Kick, man? I'm seeing people on damn Twitter, and I'm seeing profiles, partner with Twitch, verified on Kick.
Yeah.
Listen, you know goddamn well, Kick is not going to be around.
I'm not going to get started now when I've got a whole debacle on that one, but I'm not going in this episode, right?
Next episode, because we're coming to the end. Next episode. It's very upsetting when I'm seeing like people's profiles verified by Kick. You're going to be unverified soon because it's not going to exist.
But Psycho Plays played a huge part of my character building. Seeing him with his mask on, his different... He probably had the best raid finish to a stream ever. And I swear to God, there's no one like him. I don't care who people tell me is better. I'm sorry, no one comes better than Psycho Plays for setting up a raid. So we used to put, obviously on Mixer, we didn't have the copyright crap that we have to deal with now. He would literally have his full stream, blast music at the end. So like for 60 seconds or whatever it was while he's setting up the raid or getting ready to raid, he would get his chat so hyped up and spam in chat with his emotes and stuff like that. And then he would then go, all right, we're going to go over to this person in 3, 2, 1, bang, hit the raid button, and they just keep spamming. Like, you knew you got a raid from Psycho the moment that raid came through, and you just boom, 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 all the emotes all through chat. And you just, you were just taken back by it. And that was what I learned from him. And like, I wanted to be a good raider. I wanted to like go over, show people some love, make sure they get some new follows, and go and talk to them after stream for 10 minutes before you go and have food and whatnot. And that's what I learned from him. Like the whole raiding side of it, making sure you go over, you make a good impression. And I honestly can't wait for the episodes that I do. I've done an episode with Nozbox, obviously, and I've obviously told him he's more than welcome to come back and do another episode. I would love for him to do another episode with both of us. Then that'd be absolutely amazing. I'm looking forward to doing my episode with Tink. I'm looking forward to doing my episode with Psycho. Dialing Ping, one of my favorite YouTubers of all time, who came out with obviously the character Dialing Ping. I can't wait to do that episode. Like, there's so many things that, like, influencers, this is key, right? As an influencer, you can influence how people are for their stream.
Yeah, you can. And you don't even realize it.
Psycho doing the raids the way he did. Nozza reacting to winning games and how he reacted to obviously winning on PUBG and this, that, and the other. And his whole, how he was with stream. Tinkerbell, anti-Tinkerbell, sorry. And the way she was with her character and in being in person and how loud she was and how confident she was. Every single one of them people paved the way for how I am today.
That's good.
And it was obviously the same for you with the people that you watched and how you wanted to be on stream. And how
that
you
Dr. Grown. Disrespect, man. Yeah.
It's weird because when I watch Doc and I hear how loud he is, and then I go and watch you play Madden, and I hear, I'm gonna clear my throat a sec. Give me 2 seconds. And I hear, run game, 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 run game. Woo! Hearing that from you,
yep,
is like hearing Doc screaming because he's just won a game.
Oh, it's big, bro. It gets emotional, especially when you're playing against good players and you break one. Oh, it's the best thing. Yeah. Best thing.
But that is the perfect example of content creation in a nutshell.
Yeah,
you influence people to be better, their own versions of that. And it's nuts. It really is.
I mean, I'm hoping one day, no disrespect, he's also a 49ers fan too.
Yeah.
I'm hoping one day, me and him could actually have a little.
Would you play Doc
in Madden? I would destroy
Madden,
him.
Yeah. Oh!
I would destroy him. He's not a Madden guy.
No?
He's a Call of Duty guy. He's not a Madden guy.
So my only worry for you with playing Doc on Madden would be you wouldn't be able to stream it because he's banned from Twitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'd have to be YouTube video. D-Nitis meets Dr. Disrespect in Madden.
I would pay
to hear that.
To get up to that level.
Yeah.
To even talk to him.
Yeah.
Because there's levels to everything.
Yeah.
To get up to that level where he'll actually even respond. And I can tell him, like, yo, listen, man, when I started this, because me and him are like the same age. Just to tell him, like, yo, when I started this, you were the first one I saw. And now, we're here.
Yeah. That would be huge. And just imagine the chemistry, the energy
huge.
In that video.
Yeah, he's especially, huge, bro. Like, he's a huge streamer.
Yeah, especially if like you had both, if you're in party chat as well, and you could hear each other, you could hear each other like shouting at each other and like, oh, catch this, boom, or pick this, boom, and just like try and dodge this, and just hearing you both collide in a video would be nuts.
I mean, really my goal is to, you know, get up, you know, to that level.
Yeah.
I have to get up to first. He has millions of people.
Oh yeah. I have no doubt in my mind that you will be as big.
I gotta keep going
in years to come. Obviously you're huge. Now you're getting your numbers in your hundreds and whatnot. And I have no doubt that at some point he will see that 49er flag in the background when you're on stream. And he will pop in and say,
"Oh yeah."
Or I don't know if he can. I don't know if legally he can, because he's banned from Twitch, but I don't know.
Wherever he is, I'm going over there. I don't care. Twitch can figure it out. I don't care. I'll start right up on YouTube. I'm not missing this.
That would be huge. I think that would be a dream match for you. D-Nice 84 versus Dr. Disrespect. Madden.
That'd be huge. Nice, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm getting to the point in you know, the Madden community where people, you know, have, you know, heard of me.
Yeah.
Which is exactly where I wanted to be at.
That's where you want to be. You want someone to go look up Madden on Twitter or on Madden on Twitch or Madden on YouTube and go, "Huh. I know that guy. That's D-Nice84. He played me before. He was really good."
Yep.
That's what you want.
I'm getting it. Yeah, I mean, I'm nearing there now. You know, now that I have, I'm actually partnered with a damn betting site now.
Yeah.
That's big.
That's going to be huge for you.
Because whether or not, you know, I'm a good Madden player or not, this right here is just based off of, you know, the name now.
Yeah.
So you can say, "Well, I'm better than you in Madden. Have you seen my sponsorships yet?" All right, now. Have you seen that yet? All right, now. Yeah. Okay, like, you know, you can have the game, but I won the war. We're all good. We're all good, buddy. But I mean, I still do want a Madden belt, though. That's still...
Yeah. Explain that to me, because I don't understand that.
That's a championship belt. That's like in wrestling. Being the damn champion.
So how would you get a belt like that?
Competing in the MCS.
Explain that to me, because remember, I'm UK. I have no frigging clue what that is.
So have you...
Dumb it down, as if you're explaining it to a five-year-old.
Oh, that's like the Madden Championship Series. But the thing is, they play mutt. They only play mutt.
All right,
That's like foot on in
FIFA. Oh, so that's like playing Ultimate Team on FIFA at pro level and...
Well, on Madden, yeah.
Oh, but okay.
I don't have the time to put into it, though. And I'm not buying...
Because
I'm not
it's Madden.
The
because
time
it's
the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Get out of here. There's no way. Yeah. No way. I ain't doing
that
it
That would
yet.
Be something that you'd want is the Madden belt.
Yeah, or at least be on TV competing for it.
Yeah.
That'd but I don't cool. have the time.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, when you're working a freaking job, you know, mm-hmm. it be like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is all right. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, everything comes in, you know, due time.
Yeah.
We're okay. You know what I mean? I'm not even mad about it no more.
This episode has been mm-hmm. absolutely amazing. I managed to get, I've spoken about the people who influenced me. We've talked about the old Call of Duty games and all these features coming to streaming. This mm-hmm. has been a really good episode that I needed to get off my chest and get
and
out
And make
there.
Sure you, no guys, you know, being I'm on Twitter and X, man, make sure you post this sucker up. I'll retweet the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm learning what I'm doing now. Oh, it's all and doing on Thread. Threads still needs Jesus, though.
Yeah.
They still need work. So I'm not really... I'm trying to get on it, but it's hard for me to stay with it because it's just nothing there.
Yeah, there's no hashtags.
No, there's nothing.
I tried to post my live on there the other day and it went, and like the hashtag did nothing. It was just text. I was like,
"Yeah, I'm like, the hell with this. Yeah, I'm done." I was off there. I said, "Yep, we're back to X." Well, Twitter.
Oh, man, this episode has been so good. Honestly, guys, I've really enjoyed it. It's been good fun. So, the ultimate question, really, who are these people going to share the episode with, D?
You know, your family members, your mothers, your sister, your brothers, your aunts, your uncles, other streamers. Let me see. Oh, Lord. Close friends, people on the train. No one on Snapchat, okay? I don't trust
them. I am sick, guys. Okay? I swear to the heavenly Lord above, if I get another ad on Snapchat from some stupid twit trying to sell me feet pics or butt pics or something or other to do with OnlyFans. And I'm not just talking females, by the way. I'm talking males. Oh, no. I'm talking people selling animal pictures. I'm everything. You name it.
Animal pictures.
I swear to Jesus, I've had enough of it. It's still maddening. I'm tempted to delete Snapchat. That's how bad it is. Don't tell it to people on Snapchat.
To delete Snapchat. Yo, you're funny.
But if you do get added by these random people and you wanna wind them up, just keep sending them the link to the podcast. I do it. It's great.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. Do that. Send it to them. Send it to the random people that you speak to on the train if your train stops for a stupid amount of time or breaks down. Or you're in an Uber. If you get an Uber and you're talking to the driver about gaming, tell them that you listen to the D&D show with It's a Danny C Show, D-Nices 84. Woo!
Gentlemen, take care of yourselves, guys. Until next time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we got episode 22, 23, and 24 left of this season. And then it's on to season 3, baby. Yeah.
Season good. 3.
Yeah. Season 3 already. Coming right around the corner. About two to three months. Yeah.
About 2 to 3 months. Hey, guys, I'm ready for it, guys. May God bless
video
you all.
Video episodes.
Safe, we will definitely be here.
Video episodes incoming. I told you about my idea, but... For season 3, we're doing video episodes, taking clips from your stream and my stream and putting them at the end of the the podcast for people to watch.
Oh yeah, love it.
Best clip from your stream, best clip from my stream, put them at the end, boom. Be a good way to go out on video as well. Yeah. Yep. On that note,
I'm ready for it.
He's the nicest 84, the best Madden player I've ever come across.
Well,
and the best Uber driver.
We're in progress, guys. Yes, we're in progress on both. But we're in progress.
He is the worst Call of Duty player I've ever played.
Ever. In life. Ever. I'm terrible. I don't even buy the game anymore. They've banned me. I said, here, take my money. Nope, keep it. We're good. I was like, damn. Okay. That's cool, too. Okay.
I'm Mr. Danny C Show, and you're listening to... Season 2, episode 21. He's the nicest 84. I'm It's the Danny C Show, and this is the D&D Show. With me, It's the Danny C Show, and the nicest 84. We'll see you next time for episode 22 of season 2. Say bye,
yes,
D.
Yes, sir. Later, guys. Have a wonderful day. Everyone, stay safe. All right, guys?
See you guys later. Peace.
Peace.